This edition of Off Course Agility Podcast is going to be a bit different than normal. I'm recording it in the camper here at the pre-trial and NADAC Championships 2021, and my dog is scratching at the bed behind me. So I'm just going to recap a little bit about our trip out here. So I'm not going to have a guest right now. I might get my sister real quick to just talk about her one run with Belle today, because it was a good run and she'd like to share maybe. But other than that, it's going to be a quick recap of our trip and a little bit about what Champs is like right now at the pre-trial day one, or you could think of it as a arrival day for many people too. A lot of people were coming in today. So my sister and I had left New Jersey on Sunday, and we drove mostly across most of the way across Pennsylvania and stopped and camped at a state park in Pennsylvania. And we had left, I think, around 10:45, and we got to the state park about 4:45. So we had wanted to get there before dark, so we succeeded on that account. And I thought it actually was a little closer to Champs from there, but it actually turned out it was, I think, around 4 hours then from there. And to the state park, it was also about a little shy of 5 hours, and then it was just a little over 4 hours to get to Champs. So we pulled into Champs on Monday. We left the state park in Pennsylvania Monday morning, not especially early. I think we left there maybe around 10 o'clock. Like I said, it was about a four-hour trip. And, you know, of course, you have to, with dogs, you generally make some stops. And we arrived here at Springfield, Ohio, at the Champion Center Fairground Complex. We arrived around 2:30. So we just have a simple pop-up camper, and we set the camper up, and we're working on getting the, you know, just at least somewhat set up in the campsite here. And we also brought up a pop-up tent because we have so much stuff, more than normal on a trip, because we have all the stuff that we needed for to decorate the stall and cleaning supplies and just a lot more stuff than we normally would bring just for a camping trip. And we were trying not to do wash, so we have clothes. We have more clothes than we normally would have if we were just camping for a little over a week. And we've set up a pop-up tent, where we're just using it sort of as storage. But it's funny, at least two people who know us so far have asked if my sister is sleeping in the tent. I don't know why they think I would make my sister go out and sleep in the tent. But two people we know and know our camper and our pop-up are like, the pop-up camper. They know the pop-up camper are thinking that the tent is for one of us to be sleeping in. Not the case. We're just throwing dirty laundry, spare chair, and we didn't bring an easy up to. So we didn't want to easy up because we generally are in the stall inside the building. So we weren't bringing an easy up. So we did bring up this just pop-up old Eureka tent. It's very old. It's also very musty. And we're just throwing stuff in there, like a chair, and we keep it out of any rain or anything. So that worked. And unfortunately, on the way from Pennsylvania here to Ohio, the trip, it was, at times, it was beautifully sunny day, and at times, we were under a rainstorm. So when we got here, a lot of our stuff was, of course, you know, we package it up in plastic bags and things, but everything was a little wet when we got here to Springfield. So then today was the pre-trial day one, and on the Monday afternoon, we set up our campsite. We put up the little pop-up tent, as our storage said. And then we went and we checked in, because you had to show your vaccination card to get into the building. And they tied a little string on your wrist. Now, I don't know what the point of that was, because some people were wearing the little green string today and some people weren't. So I don't think I'll be wearing my green string tomorrow. I did wear it today, and they're not really checking anything now. But inside the building, you have to be masked. So on Monday night, my sister and I, and my sister did way more than I did. She's cleaned out cleaned out the stall, so it was clean for us. And then we decorated it. So we had it pretty much decorated by Monday night. And I don't know what time that was. It was pretty late, probably 8:30, 9 o'clock that we left the stall on Monday night. And then Champs today on Tuesday, the first trial, pre-trial day one, started with a briefing at 7:30. And Chris had a briefing. They taped it, and they put it up online so anybody can see it, Chris's briefing. They're using some sort of app to do the, so you can see the run order and you can see your results. And it worked okay. You had to kind of keep refreshing the app to see the dogs, because what happened is the run order was there, and then the dogs that had already run kind of dropped off the run order. So that's how you kind of knew where things were. And one half of the arena ring was being used for touch and go, and that ran all day, and there was no pressure on that ring. You just went over and you ran kind of when you could. And on the other side of the ring, in the morning, they ran gamblers. I'll say the morning, but I'm pretty sure it went into the afternoon. They ran gamblers, and then after gamblers was done, they ran chances. My sister was just in touch and go with Belle, and she was in, I believe, the chances at the end of the day. If you ever have a novice dog, and remember my sister's dog, Belle is elite in everything, but chances has been her nemesis, so they are still in novice chances. The novice dogs, when it comes to chances, and that's the second thing they build on a ring, it's very late in the day. So I think we ran somewhere in the vicinity for the novice chances around 4:30 in the afternoon on Monday. And if you hear a train, it's because there's a road in the background and there's a train. So occasionally you hear a train in the campground here from the Champion Center, and we're parked on the side that's closer to the interstate highway, and so you hear that road too. My sister might be sleeping tonight with earplugs in her ears. I'm a pretty good sleeper, so once I'm asleep, I don't hear too much. Anyway, so that was pre-trial day one. I started selling a few magnets to people. I gave some to there's a few of my previous guests that came, and I gave them their free magnet for being a guest. It was interesting that when I got to Gamblers, I said, man, this Gate Stewart, I recognize your voice. It was Carla Vial, who I had interviewed, I think toward sometime last year, I believe. I interviewed Carla Vial as a guest. And so it was great just chatting with her for a minute while I was waiting to go into the gambler's ring. Now, Trace, if on my last podcast I'd said things went fabulous, I was going to regret not entering him in the big main event. Things did not go fabulous, just as I kind of thought they might not. We had some issues. In a lot of ways, I was really super proud of Trace. Lining up with all the dogs, you know, because it's a little different than a trial. At a trial, the trials I go to, you can keep your distance from other dogs and then kind of shoot up to the gate when right before you need to get into the ring, so that you're in the ring when the dog is finishing. And, you know, you're there for the good luck that the judge says. It's different here at a pretrial at Champs and at Champs, where you end up lining up, you know, the dogs end up lining up. So, you know, we're keeping our social distance and all, but you're 6 to 10 feet from another dog. And my dog is a bit reactive. not necessarily in an aggressive way, but he can bark. And I was really proud of him because he didn't do a lot of barking when we were lined up with the other dogs waiting to get in. So that was a big plus. I really thought he did well with that. Once we got in the ring, I've been having starting issues, and that happened again. It happened today again, where I couldn't quite get him into a sit, took the leash off. He kind of ran away. He did come back every time to me, and then we would start to run, but things didn't go well. I'd say it was kind of a little bit of a zoomy situation. Not that he ran circles or anything, but he would run maybe beyond the obstacles I wanted him to take. So we didn't really do all that well. And we were in two novice gamblers, and we were in two novice touch and goes. And we also were in the final. We just had one run of chances I had signed up. So none of those. In some ways, I was very happy with Trace, but in other ways, it didn't go all that swimmingly. So I'm glad I am not in the main event. When people would come up to our stalls, I do have a question of the day on the outside of the stall. So I was asking people when they would come up and buy magnets, how far did you come to get here at Champs? What state are you from? How many miles? And how long was your trip? And I got a number of answers, which I jotted down. And I will be sharing those tomorrow, hopefully, in my podcast for pretrial day two, because I'm going to ask the same question of the day tomorrow. So if you would, you know, if you're here, you're listening to this, I have my doubts that people from Champs will be listening to my podcast. But if you are here at Champs and you would like to answer the question of the day, you can text, and I need to find my phone number because I do not have it memorized. You can text me. So once again, I'm asking the question of the day is, how far did you come to Champs? What state are you from? How many miles, if you know? And, you know, generally how many hours or even days did it take you to get to Champs? And if you're here at Champs and you don't want to swing by my stall, which is H5, which is also where you can buy the $5 2021 NADAC magnets for championships with slight advertising for the offcourseagility.com, which is the podcast, you could text your answer to 973-295-5887. 973-295-5887. And that number is written outside my stall wall, along with the question of the day. And tomorrow's question of the day will remain the same because it's pre-trial day two. So that's all I'm going to say for right now. In a little bit, if I can, I might get my sister just to express her a little bit of commentary about how Belle did. I'm joined now by my sister, who was running Belle in Touch and Go Elite, and she also did Novice Chances today. So I gotta ask, because I know you were super happy after your Elite Touch and Go, how'd it go?
Wonderful. Exciting. It was relieving that we finally, after about a year, got a cue. We've been trying to get any cue for a very long time. So I think she's happy here in the morning, especially because it was around 11-ish, I'd say, that we ran our run. And yeah, so she finally got 2,500 points, and we only needed 5. So we did our happy dance when we got back.
So you've now gotten your 2,500. Well, you will, when things clear through, you'll have your 2,500 point NADAC award. And with Belle, who is not a chances dog. You don't have that many NADAC awards that you can get.
I'm never going to get those NADAC awards. That's just not in my future. So this was important to us because this is what she can do. She's not a distance dog and never... She's not going to be.
Right, you're not.
I've accepted that fact that that's not her. That's not her personality.
Right.
Maybe another dog in the future, but not this one. This is what, what she is.
It's the dog you have. And yes. You're happy with the dog.
Yeah, I understand who she... I'm still understanding, but we have an understanding. And yeah, that's not her thing. So we're not going there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do other things, and she likes touch and go is one of the things she does like.
She does like
that. And I was so happy she ran. Yeah. She ran and ran today, and it just made me, happy right. that she was running again, because right. she hasn't
and
always.
And she didn't hang on any of the contacts.
Yeah. I was happy. Right. Yeah.
So
very happy.
Bodes well for possibly, maybe, possibly.
No, I'm not saying nothing.
Okay,
no,
you're just
going
to take it and be happy.
One thing at a time.
One day at a time.
Yes. Though, I have to tell you something I saw, because I just was out and took a little jaunt. And on my way back, I saw this massive, I don't know if it was a meteorite or a shooting star. So hopefully that's a sign from above of good things to come.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to remember. There is a meteor shower that we're currently under.
Okay.
But it's a meteor shower that's known not to have a law. I can't remember if it's the Taurids or the Orionids. Anyway, the nature of that shower is not to have a lot of meteors, but occasionally you have like a fireball.
Yeah, that's what I saw, which was like maybe the third biggest one I've ever seen.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I had mentioned a little bit about how on our way out here we had, on the Monday we got here, we had some rain coming in and then it was sun.
Right.
Tell, because I didn't see it. What did you see here at NADAC? This picture you stole from Chrissy on Facebook.
Oh, a rainbow. Yes, that's another beautiful thing. It was a huge rainbow. I took a picture of it, and I stole Chrissy's picture because it had our camper in it, because I wasn't down here by the camper. It was up by the arena. And I couldn't even get the picture, the whole rainbow in the picture. It was like so big and bright. It was beautiful.
Right.
Yes.
And the reason she stole
Chrissy's picture was
Christine Chapman on Facebook. It was because our pop-up camper is in the picture, and the rainbow is over our camper.
Yeah,
it's a really nice picture.
Yeah.
So, and even that, I don't think it's the full rainbow.
No, it was so big.
It was so wide, right? I'm sorry I missed it.
Yeah.
But that's one of the things when you have those type showery type things.
Yeah.
All right, so that's going to do it for this quick arrival pre-trial day one podcast from me. I will try to do another one tomorrow about pre-trial day two. And tomorrow is also the excitement of getting our raffle tickets at the Bruce Vincent Special, where you can buy a lot of raffle tickets for the state baskets. $400. And all through today at Champs, you slowly saw more and more state raffle baskets coming together on the tables where they line up all the raffles. And there's already some pretty nice looking baskets there. A lot of good looking stuff. All right. I will wrap it up. If you are here in Springfield with us, or if you happen to be doing videotape trials, as always, I wish you happy trialing.